My name is Garland Robinson. You know, when Jesus was about to conclude the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, He said in verse 13 and 14, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Friend, Jesus was very straightforward. He was very honest. He was very plain. Very often in His teaching method, He would present the blessings and privileges of following Him and then turn around and provide people with a choice. They had to make a decision. And people everywhere today, one way or the other, are faced with decisions. You will either serve God or you'll serve the devil. There's no in between. To sit back and say, "Well, I'm not going to make a choice, I'm just going to be neutral," is really a choice for Satan. The Lord said, "If you're not with me, then you're against me." So why not then make the right and proper choice? The first part of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, the Lord presents the blessings of following Him. We find the Beatitudes. We learn about we being the salt of the earth, the light of the world, good and great things. And then there's a decision, though, to be made. It's as if we're traveling along a way and we come to a fork in the road. On the right hand, that is the correct and the right way. It's a narrow road. It's a close or hemmed-in road, a little road, less traveled road. But that's the way that leads to life. That's the way that goes to heaven. On the left is a broad, wide thoroughfare. There is a way that's well traveled. Multitudes and crowds of people are traveling that way. And so we're faced with a decision. Which one will you go? Well, often people want to follow the crowd. Their thinking is, well, surely all these people can't be wrong. Surely these very few, those are the ones that have to be wrong. Everybody can't be wrong. But the Lord tells us not to follow a multitude unto evil. Again, when we read verse 14, "Straight is the gate, narrow is the way." Where does it lead? It leads to life. And the Lord says, here's the truth about it: few are those who find it. On the other hand, wide and broad is the gate. Where does it lead? To destruction. And many people, He says, go in thereat, follow and travel that way. So, friend, you are made to have a decision. You must make the right decision if you want to go to heaven. We make decisions every day. We make decisions such as what time to get up in the morning. What are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? Where are we going? What are we going to do? When will we go to bed? We all make those decisions, some of them deliberate, some of them even unconsciously, but nonetheless, we make them. So, when it talks about the spiritual realm, when you stand at the crossroads of life, what decision will you take? Along which pathway will you travel? Will you travel along the way that everybody else is going? The broad way, the way that leads to hell, the way that is following destruction, the devil? Or will you embark upon your journey along the narrow way, that close, small way along which few are traveling? Well, for a moment you might think, I don't want to go that way. But yet when you look at the end of it, where you see where you'll arrive at the close of your travel, what a beautiful, wonderful occasion that will be when you'll be able to hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And you know, not only do you make that decision one time, it's not just a one day thing, but this is an everyday decision. Constantly, we make the decision to follow the way that leads to eternal life. And you know, God's always given men choices like that. That proves that man has the ability to decide for himself. We have to go the way the Lord has designed for us to go, or will not go to heaven. There are a lot of examples of where God's given men choices. During the days of Moses, we read in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and 20, when Moses said, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey His voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is thy life and the length of thy days." After Moses, we find about Joshua. Joshua penned those great words in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15 when he said, "If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the great river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell." But notice what he said concerning himself and his household. He said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So everyone has to make that decision for themselves. The Lord God revealed through Jeremiah, Jeremiah 21 and verse 8, "Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." Friend, that pretty well sums it up, doesn't it? One way is a way of life. The other way is a way of death. During the days of Elijah the prophet, 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21, we read where Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him." You know what was so sad about it? The people, the Bible says, answered him not a word. Oh, how tragic that is. It's the same, though, like that today. People that are hearing this gospel message or will hear other messages at other times, and they make the decision to count it as nothing, to cast it aside, do not consider their soul's eternal salvation or damnation. We find that Jesus even presented the 12 apostles with a choice. In John the 6th chapter, there were those that could not stand what Jesus was saying. They were thoroughly upset with Him, and they turned away and walked no more. They didn't follow Him anymore, never again. And you know what the Lord said? To the 12, He simply said, "Will ye also go away?" And Simon Peter uttered those great words when he responded by saying, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Oh, how great and grand that is. Why don't more people recognize the Lord has the words of eternal life, and that they've got to follow Him if they want to be pleasing in God's sight? In Proverbs chapter 1, we read beginning in verse 24, where God presents to those who would read this passage, again, a choice. He said, "If you're going to call upon me and yet not do what I tell you to do, I'm not going to hear you." Notice the words. "Because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded." Now here it is, God calling man to do His will. And man says, "I don't hear you. I'm not going to do it. I refuse." But then notice what we read in verse 25. "But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof." Now here's what God says about it. "I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me." Now notice, God says, "I called and you wouldn't listen." And now He says, when you get into trouble, when you get down and out because of your stubbornness and impenitent heart, He says, "When you call upon me, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to listen. You won't find me." Why is that? Notice verse 29 of Proverbs 1. "For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel," God said. "They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." Again, the great choice there. God said, if you want to be quiet, if you want to have peace when evil comes, if you want to dwell safely, then listen to Him. Do His will. Be faithful. Be obedient. All men today still have that same choice. The choice is regarding Jesus Christ. In Luke, the second chapter, when Jesus was but a babe in arms, Mary and Joseph had taken Him to the temple to fulfill their part of the law in regarding His birth. An old prophet there by the name of Simeon was waiting to see Him. God had revealed to him that he wouldn't die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And when they walked in, Simeon took the babe in his arms and blessed him, and said unto Mary and his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against." Oh, there would be those who would accept the Lord. There would be those who would hiss and revile the very sight and thought and name of Jesus. Moses mentioned something similar to this and was quoted in Acts chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. When we read, "For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your own brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people." Friend, if you don't hear the prophet of Jesus Christ, if you will not hear His pleading, His words of life and truth and soberness and peace, if you don't listen to that, then you'll never see life. When you die, you'll wake up on the other side in eternal torment, in pain, in anguish, in suffering. That's simply the way the Lord tells us that it is. That's the truth about it. You have the decision to make. That choice is yours. In Acts chapter 13, verse 38 and 39, we read, "Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, that is Jesus Christ, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." No other name but the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Friend, are you willing to make the correct and the right choice? Turn from your wickedness, your evil way, wrongdoing. Turn from that broad, wide way that leads to destruction, and turn to the narrow and straight way that leads to life. Unless you make that choice, you'll never see eternal life with God in heaven above. Again, my name is Garland Robinson. We appreciate you joining us today.